I just told the story. I didn't even tell you what to do with it. He made six figures from the story. And then I gave him the scripts and the templates and the whole process with it. He made six figures from the story I'm just about to tell you. Where's strategy number two? Let me ask you this. The traveling dentist strategy. For many of you, this is, the first one's great, but for many of you, this is the strategy that's gonna get you new patients on Monday. It's traveling dentist strategy. For many of you, you're gonna get new patients Monday with the strategy I'm just about to teach you. So, here's what you need to understand is, one of my greatest mentors in marketing was a guy by the name of Dan Kennedy. So you can take the screen off there. Listen to me quickly. One of my, One of my greatest mentors is a guy by the name of Dan Kennedy. If you haven't read any of Dan's work, I highly recommend you go do it. And Dan Kennedy, I'll never forget, he told a story about a traveling dentist. And what this dentist used to do in the United States is he would go from state to state. Now, imagine, practices have all shut down. The business had businesses all across the world can't get, in many ways, can't get new customers, us included. We had screenings cut out, corporate talks cut out. By the way, like corporate talks, are they even going to ever be a thing again? I don't know. Like, are corporate, I mean, just in London alone, those commercial buildings, I think it will come back, but it's not going to be like it was. Guys, I used to do five a week. Not going to be like it was, I can guarantee you that. And there's almost no, whoever teaches you that it's a direct correlation, and I teach this in my new patient avalanche, I will give you a hack. But if you think you're going to take a lunch and learn or corporate talk and you're going to do it on a webinar and you're going to get the good results that you were hoping for, you got another thing coming. I don't care who's telling you can. It ain't about the webinar and it ain't about any strategy. Once you got them on the webinar, there's some very... I've probably done more sales online than anyone I know just about in this industry. And I can tell you now, there is no precedent for a B2C webinar. That is you as a chiropractor to the consumers. But there is precedent for B2B. So what you could do, as long as you have a good relationship with the HR person, it's all about the relationship. It's got almost nothing to do with the webinar. Let me say that again. It's all about the relationship. It's almost got nothing to do with the webinar. If you're going to go generate customers from a webinar, you could. I'm not saying you might not have some little success, but I'm telling you, if you can shift it to be B2B, so that then you're delivering it, and then you become the invited guest instead of the unwanted pest. That's how it works, right? Trust me on this. Right? I help people with those businesses too. So anyway, this traveling dentist travels around the United States, and we went into lockdown, and I was in the shower when good ideas come to people, right? And I remembered the traveling dentist story. And that evening, I had a Q&A. And I told the traveling dentist story that I'm about to tell you now. And I've actually got a testimonial from one of my inner circle members who's made six figures from the story I'm just about to tell you. I just told the story. I didn't even tell you what to do with it. He made six figures from the story. And then I gave him the scripts and the templates and the whole process with it. He made six figures from the story I'm just about to tell you. And this traveling dentist, true story, by the way, traveled around America and he had come to a new state. And some of the data protection laws are very different then, as was probably 30 years ago. And he would just phone all the dentists in the state or in the city. And this, all he would say is, hey, I'm a traveling dentist. I also help a lot of docs get rid of those old files. So I know you've probably got a whole bunch of files sitting there that you don't want. Anything you don't want, let me do you a favor and take them off your hands. That's all he would say. And the dentist would be like, oh my word, I've got like 3,000 files. Please get rid of them. I'd love you to take them. And he'd say, no problem, I'll just take them off your hands. 30 years ago, he made seven figures as a dentist from that strategy. That's all he did. Remember, there's an old saying, you put my screen on there. There's an old saying that says, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So when lockdown happened, I realized that if you couldn't acquire new customers, you had to go deep You had to go deep on your customer base. You had to go deep on your list. You had to absolutely become an absolute aficionado at understanding segmentation and your list. Now, some of you have just gone, holy smokes, I've got a whole bunch of those right now in my business. By the way, just as a show of hands, who does have paper files sitting there that are not on your database, that you can't email them, they're just sitting there? Who does have files right now that you're like, oh my word, oh, Jeff, gold mine. And like Karen, John, Neil, Charlotte. Awesome. We do, Jess. I'm telling you now that in a time, here's what you need to understand. In good economies create weak businessmen and women. Weak. Because it was easy to get new patients in good economies. And what they say is when the tide is up, everyone looks like they're winning. Everyone looks like they are wearing swimming gear. When the tide goes out, you'll see who's naked on the shore. And the tide has gone out in some way. Now, yes, I know there's lots of records. But I'm telling you now that if you, and I truly believe this from the bottom of my heart, and you know, as I say, I'm in the game. I had a leadership meeting with my team. And sometimes I will say this to my own team. We deserve to do badly because of this and this and this. We deserve to have shit results there because we were slack there or lazy there. I'm going to tell you right now, we are just about to enter the recession like we've never seen a recession like we're going to see. Potentially, we've never seen a recession like we're going to see. I mean, now extra million people just in the United Kingdom are unemployed compared to what they were at the beginning of last year. Extra many people. So if you have, listen to this, you've got customers that saw you for some people thousands of times or across all of them, and they're sitting there. So there's a saying, a buyer is a buyer is a buyer. So the number one thing you can do is put those lists into your CRM or your EHR. Okay, number one thing you can do. So his name's Ed. Ed, I don't know if you're on this call. But Ed just heard me tell the story, and all he did was follow our script, and all he did was get his front desk to jump on some of our calls, and he started taking every one of those files. That's all he did during those 6 weeks of lockdown, and he put them on his EHR, and he started phoning every one of them, and there's three strategies you can use. Would you like to know what the three strategies you can use if you are trying to reactivate someone are that hasn't been in for years? Would you like to know? There's three. Give me a hand up if you'd like to know. This is it, Ray. I don't keep people overcomplicated. There's only three. Right, I'm going to slide for this. One, you can... Good job. Thanks, guys. Number one, you can say, come in for a free. You can use the word free. Some of you on this call break out in hives at the thought of it. Fine. All good. Next strategy. By the way, though, let me ask you a question. If someone has spent $5,000 in your business, should you see them for free to get them back in? It's a freaking hell yes. I'm telling you now, get over that. But if you don't like that strategy, he has another one. First one's free. Next one is percentage off. You guys are like, oh, Ryan, this is so easy. I know, but I'm giving you options. There's only three. Number one, you can see him for free catch up or free checkup on you. Number two, you can percentage off, hey, whatever it is, percentage off, 50% off, etc. Number three, and probably the most ignored, and most people don't even know of it and don't even think of it, and I stumbled across it by mistake. So here it is, it works by far the best. Many of you are gonna, this is all you gotta do. Here's what I recommend for those customers that have spent a certain amount, and it is this, and it's all in my scripts, I'll show you them now. There was a practice down the road from us, true story by the way, practice down the road from us that tried to sell to us. Now, we're only 2 minutes down the road. We've got a pumping practice. It's in Windsor. True story, by the way, those of you that know my area. And used to be a chain, actually. And anyway, in the same conversation, they said, would you like to buy the practice? And I said, no, thank you. I don't want to buy the practice. Why would I? And the same conversation, 30 seconds after I said no, he said, well, then will you just take it? I said, excuse me, what do you mean? He's like, just take it, just take it. Just take the, would you prepare, take the practice off my hands? You can have the database, you can have everything. He was only seeing about 60 a week, tiny practice, and, James, you're ahead of me, James. And I stumbled across this by mistake. So what happened was, I immediately got the whole database, quite a big database, currently not very many active, and I pulled a CA out of one of our practices, and I gave her a list. See, we took over the practice, we also took over all the credit. So if someone had $100, $200, $2,000 on an account, the only payment was that we had to honor that, right? So I got her to go through the whole database and phone from the top people with credit on their account and simply say, hey, Mr. Smith, we've taken over the practice. You've got $1,000 in your account. You've got $400 in your account. Come in and use it wherever you want. Listen to this now. There was a miscommunication with the CA. And when I walked into the office, I said to her, how is it going? She said, it's going really well. And I asked her to show me how well it's going on the list. And I almost dropped dead when she showed me a list that she was not supposed to be phoning. Let me say that again. There was a mix up with the Excel sheets and she was phoning people who did not have credit on their account. Let me say that again. Listen. This is important. They did not have credit on their account. And she was phoning them and going, hi, Mr. Smith, I'm phoning from the practice down the road. We've taken over the practice and just want to let you know, courtesy call, that you got $72 on your account and we'd like to book you in to get to use it. Let me say one more thing. This was a mistake, by the way. I asked her how many of the hundreds of patients she phoned corrected her. What do you guys think? Not a single patient. Let me say that again. Not a single person corrected her. And it made me go, well, why the hell am I trying to, why am I trying to get people in for free or discounts? Why don't I just phone people and go, hey, just let you know you got credit in your account. You can have the one for free, by the way. Literally. So that's your third option, is you say to a segment of your database, hey, I've credited your account with X amount. Come and use it. It's valid till the end of the day. And you'll see it's got a different feel end of the week or end of the month. It's got a different feel to free and percentage off. Credit your accounts. What if they say they want you to refund? Great question, Karen. So here's what we said. Karen, it's a risk you're prepared to take, first of all, to reactivate. Let's say somebody has spent $5,000. So if you're going to reactivate them, you are literally sending them, I'll give you the strategy now, by the way. Let's say you're going to send them an email, a text, and a telephone number. And if you're really smart, you send them direct copy. Okay, if you're really smart, you send them a direct copy. Actually, can you get the direct copy file as well? And you say, Karen, you say this. You've been a loyal patient there for so long. Right now, we feel like it's our responsibility to give back to our communities. This is what we said, by the way. So we've credited all our most loyal customers with X amount of count. Money to be redeemed in treatments only. Karen, does that help you? So we're just telling them that right now we think we should be giving back to our communities more than ever. So we have credited your account to be used whenever you like. And then for my Inner Circle members, we went and created over 300 pages of copy for them to use. All the emails, all the texts, everything. Like, you know, the 10 emails that come from 10 emails, like let's say you download a report. We've written the 10 emails that's going out to my Inner Circle members. This costs $30,000, by the way. No jokes. It's not, not what it's worth. It costs $30,000 in copywriting. Pretty cool, right? So I'm gonna show you some copy now in a moment. So those are the three options you have. Now, I'm gonna teach you. We then took those strategies and we reactivated 1,360 past patients in 10 days.